Okay, I'd like to welcome everybody officially to our Wednesday night product education call. And as I stated earlier, this evening we're going to focus on raising healthy children. And we're going to look at many of the challenges that are facing our children that really were not here just a few short decades ago. So many of these challenges seem to be almost akin to emerging viruses in a way. There was not necessarily that they're all virally related. But as I asked, in my Monday morning health minute, what is more precious than our children? You know, what if all the things that we value, what is there that is greater of value than our children? And the answer is probably nothing. And so especially our young children. And so if we were to find that at one point there was some virus that affected our children, and that virus caused our children to develop diabetes or ADD, obesity, autism, or depression, if it caused our children to artificially grow old or to become hyperactive and suffer from hyperactivity, we would want to find a cure for that virus. The truth of the matter is our children are suffering from unprecedented levels of diseases that children a few decades ago never even worried about. As we know, type 2 diabetes used to be called adult onset diabetes. Now we have juvenile diabetes. As I stated, we have so many things to worry about that if we were to look at them all individually, we might not be able to take it all in. But there is a very common root cause to all of these issues that our children face. And so as we go down, I'm going to go down the list and I'm going to talk a little bit about each of these conditions that most commonly affect children. I'm going to tell you how often they affect our children, and I'm going to show you the root cause of that problem. And most importantly, as we always do on this show, I am going to hopefully inspire you to begin to make better choices, to consciously consider the implications of our actions, and to take the knowledge that we're going to give you. And as they say, knowledge is power. So I want you to take the knowledge and that power, and I want you to use it to do good. You know, they say that, you know, power is only good, is only important or valuable if it's used to do good, and I hope that we will do that. So right now, we are talking, as I said, I've been asked to discuss childhood issues. And last week, we talked about how to give birth to a healthy baby. We talked all about how to prepare your body, your home environment, and all of those things so that we can, in fact, give birth to a healthy baby. But once that baby is born, what do we need to do then to continue to protect that child? Well, obviously, breastfeeding and having a clean environment free of chemicals is important. And so what I want to do, again, is talk about some of these conditions, and let's begin with something like autism. Autism typically develops after the baby is born. There is no noticeable difference in that child until the age where we begin to expect different responses from the child, and all of a sudden we realize that we're not getting those responses. Autism now affects, and this is going to blow your mind, autism now affects one out of every 100 young boys that are born, and one out of every 150 newborn girls that are born. This is up from one in every 10,000 just 15 years ago. This is a huge jump. We now have, what is the root cause of autism? Well, there are a number of developmental disorders, but autism is one that affects the child's ability to bond and the child's ability to reason, the child's ability to connect different influences. And as a consequence, the child oftentimes has a very difficult time developing emotional bonds and learning simple things. There is some relationship, in my opinion, between immunizations, lead, and mercury, particularly the mercury that is used in ethyl mercury and methyl mercury that have been used in these shots that are given to these children in high doses. During the development of the child's brain, it is extremely toxic to have mercury and lead exposure. And so, obviously, we have this condition of autism affecting more and more children. The number one thing I believe that we can do is to, A, completely free the environment of chemicals. And this means I strongly believe that you should reject taking the immunization shots until after the child is strong enough and their physical cerebral development has been completed, and this means after the age of 5 and after the age of 6 and not at 5 or 6 months and every year until they're 3 or 4 years old. So autism definitely is something that we need to look at, and we're going to talk about the proper diet as well for the young child. The next thing that we look at with young children is young girls as early as 3 are developing pubic hair and breast tissue and beginning to menstruate. Now, while 3 is very, very rare, that is 1 in 100, 8 years old is far less rare. 1 in every 2 African-American young ladies and 1 in every 6 or 7 Caucasian African-American young ladies are developing signs of puberty, what we call precocious puberty. And obviously, there are certain reasons for that. The main reasons, which these are common among many of the diseases that affect children, the main reasons include the chemicals that are found in our environment and the chemicals that are found in our food. Starting with the environment, the cleaning solutions that we use, let's say in the bathtub, and the soaps that we use on their hair, and the even if we think it's cute to polish our baby's nails, these things are of great concern. If we feed our babies soy milk, the phytoestrogens artificially accelerate maturation, and so almost all baby formulas contain soy. And so children should have 0 soy in their diets. Breastfeeding mothers should have 0 soy in their diets because the phytoestrogens in soy, while very good for a woman who is going through menopause, will actually slow down the aging process. Before you enter menopause, soy actually accelerates the aging process. Another thing that you want to be very careful about with food has to do with dairy products. Milk and meat from cows and other animals have been injected with growth hormones that are specifically designed to cause cows and pigs to grow to adult size very quickly because they want to be able to slaughter them and sell them to you and make a lot of money. But those same chemicals pass through in the flesh of those animals, and they affect the growth rate of our children. And this is very, very dangerous. The antibiotics that are injected into these animals have a similar detrimental effect on our immune system. So avoiding animal flesh that has been injected with chemical growth hormones is very, very important. And this includes most of your pork and beef byproducts, even some chicken. So it's very important to get no non-hormone-fed meat, and you could find it at the store, non-hormone-fed meat. The next culprit, it has to do with plastics and plasticizers. There are things called phthalates, and phthalates come from the flexible plastic bags we put our children's sandwiches in. They come from the flexible saran wrap that we wrap their fruit in. They come from the plastics that we store food in and then reheat in the microwave. You see, when you reheat plastic or food with plastic, polymers are formed that transfer chemicals from the plastic into the food that you're about to eat. The accumulation of these phthalates or these plasticizers combined with chemical fertilizers and pesticides trigger the body and stop the hypothalamus from developing and manufacturing the hormones that regulate the body's growth, and thus these other false hormones called excitotoxins and, of course, xenoestrogens trigger the body into artificially accelerate their growth and thus contributing to what we call precocious puberty. And this is another sign of how the food and our environment are damaging our children. Some people say, well, what's wrong with girls hitting puberty early? Is that a disease? Well, no, but if they hit puberty early, that means that they hit menopause early and they hit another biomarker earlier, and that biomarker is death. So not only do you not want to saddle a young lady with the hormone changes and the hygienic challenges of menstruation, it is simply a sign of something that has gone wrong in our society. Now, after precocious puberty, we have obesity. We have children 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years old that are morbidly obese. I personally dealt with a young lady at 8 years old who was 260 pounds. And I brought her up to the retreat center where I am now, and I retrained her and her family, and she is now on a pathway toward wellness and health. The problem with, obviously, childhood obesity has simply to do with the foods in our environment. And so in order to reverse childhood obesity, it is absolutely important to take all processed food out of the diet. If you eliminate processed food and packaged food and fast food, if you eliminate sodas, these things are going to immediately have an impact on the accumulating weight of the child, followed by an exercise regimen which will increase the utilization of calories within the child's body. This is the obvious answer to childhood obesity, but the clear problem is that the same chemicals that are in the environment that lead to the other difficulties within the body, those chemicals are typically stored in fatty tissue, and that fatty tissue is then packed into the body, and the body is using fat as a way of protecting us from toxicity. And so until we detoxify the body, we cannot fight obesity and we cannot fight fat. So it is not simply our diet and the overconsumption of food, the under, utilization of burning calories. It is also that our bodies become toxic burial grounds for the chemicals that are typically found in our environment. And as a consequence, the burning of fat is going to be very difficult without a detox program taking place first. So the childhood obesity is very simply and easily dealt with. If you go to my website, you will find various programs for weight control and weight loss. And they are absolutely safe for and needed, because if we do not protect our children from childhood obesity, the next thing to develop is, of course, diabetes, and after diabetes, high blood pressure. After high blood pressure, heart disease. And so obesity is a marker or is a risk factor in almost every other disease, from cancer to emphysema, diabetes, and heart disease. And so keeping our children at a healthy weight is very important. And we never tell our children they're fat. We only tell our children that they may not be at a healthy weight, and we want them to be healthy, and we want them to get to a healthy weight. Never use the word fat, and never be critical of the children. But we do need to protect them oftentimes from not only themselves, but from us, because of our propensity to reward our children with snacks and with foods that are actually not a long-term reward, because of the, obviously, the toll that they will take ultimately on the health of your child. Now, we're going up the line. We now have gone through autism and precocious puberty. We've got an overweight child. That overweight child has started to develop diabetes. They go to school, and they're not able to pay attention They may have ADD or hyperactive disorder. They may even be depressed. Well, depression, hyperactivity, and ADD, these are all linked to a root cause, and that root cause clearly is a poor diet. You have to understand, I have done so many interventions with children who doctors wanted to put them on Ritalin, and I told their mothers, please try diet first. Please let's give diet a chance. So these hyperactive or ADD children, we simply told their mothers in the morning, we want you to give your children a green drink mixed with activated barley, sort of the power shake. We want to give your children one of a power shake, which is a combination of superfoods, and we want you to give them two master amino acid tablets. Now, this is nothing more than a green drink and a couple of protein tablets. Very special protein and a very special green drink. But nonetheless, I had one mother call my radio show and she said the teacher called her and thanked her for putting her child on Ritalin. And when I told her, I can't believe that you did that. After all we've talked about, why would you put your child on Ritalin? And she laughed and she said, Dave, I didn't. I put my child on your ADD battle plan, and his grades immediately rose. His social behavior increased. The teachers now love him. They say he's a model student, and I have you to thank. Well, this was a child who everybody had said, he's just trouble. No one could help him, no matter what we say, no matter what we do, all the punishments, all the dissuasion, it was in his brain. It wasn't his fault. He couldn't concentrate because you must have the proper combination of sugar, protein, fat, and mineral, along with oxygen, in order to make your brain function fully and completely. Now, if you add our emotional balance formula to that regimen and help them deal with the emotional issues they may be having, whether fears or insecurities, then you now are going to be able to help depression and ADD and hyperactivity. The moral of the story here is, I was once, and this is election season, and this is not to put down Mrs. Clinton, candidate Clinton, Senator Clinton, however you want to refer to her, but I was on a radio show, and she was bragging about how she had gotten $27 million allocated in order to test Ritalin and antidepressant drugs on kids who were infants, basically who were 5 years old and younger. Now, here's the problem I have with that. Those drugs interfere with somebody's ability to develop and to reason. You do not develop the ability to reason until you're 5 to 6 years old. So shouldn't we try good parenting first, at the very least? Shouldn't we allow the child to develop to the point to where he could reason and then begin to reason with that child and educate them and to love them as opposed to simply medicating them? And so I am completely 100% against the medicating of your children. I believe that we give too many antibiotics. I went in to speak to some children, and the mother told me, oh, my daughter had a virus, so the doctor gave her an antibiotic. And I told her, that's ridiculous. An antibiotic will not help a virus. An antibiotic helps a bacterial infection, but not a viral infection. And she called her doctor, and her doctor said, yeah, I just gave you the antibiotic to protect against the possibility of a future secondary infection that may never take place, but it makes people feel better if I give their kids some medicine. And that's a true story, and it's a story that repeats itself over and over and over again. Do you know that something as simple as the trace amount of lithium in green juices can reverse depression? Did you know that the magnesium that is contained in our ionic elements and all green juices could reverse depression? Did you know that simply eating healthy fats like flax seeds and healthy proteins like the master aminos, or a food like spirulina that has both healthy fats and proteins and minerals in it, can reverse ADD and hyperactivity and depression, because all of those things are caused by an imbalance and a deficiency within our brain. If our brains are imbalanced and if they are deficient, they cannot run properly. If you take a little bit of air out of a basketball, you cannot dribble it. You add a little air and it will bounce back up to your hand. I mean, you have to understand, if you simply take, you know, anything and take it out of balance, take the earth and move it 1/2 a degree off of its axis, and we would have national and natural disasters, that are unprecedented. And yet people don't realize that maybe all of the difficulties their children are having are because their children are out of balance physiologically, metabolically, and emotionally. And that is why I strongly recommend emotional balance number 16. I have a 14-year-old daughter. She is a high achiever. She is in 4 honors courses going into high school. She made a volleyball team that is famous for producing state champions. She puts herself under a tremendous amount of pressure, and I was saying to myself, my daughter never smiles. She is so stressed out. So I asked her, I said, please, would you try emotional balance number 16? She was in a volleyball tournament, and her mother looked over at me and she said, Chloe's actually smiling. Chloe's actually laughing. Chloe's actually enjoying herself out there. You know, my daughter is so, she's driving herself so hard, and it isn't from pressure for me at all, but she puts so much pressure on herself to succeed, she never stops to smile. And I tried to cheer her up, to joke and all of that, but when she's playing a game, she refuses to smile. Well, I gave her that emotional balance number 16, and the coaches and her teammates over said, wow, what a change in Chloe. And Chloe's like, you know what, I didn't notice anything. And that's the thing. She was just a better version of herself. It doesn't alter her. Versus other things that they give these children, they actually change the way that they think. All the emotional balance number 16 does, and again, this is used and is in the generally accepted pharmacopoeia of Europe, what's called GAP, or the generally accepted pharmacopoeia, strongly recommends the use of these Bach flower remedies in order to reverse emotional stress and trauma. And so let's stop and realize that our children need some help, and that we offer them a little bit of help, maybe be energetic to recharge their adrenal glands, emotional balance number 16 to take away the emotional stress and fears and anxieties that they feel, to properly nourish their bodies and to feed their brains, to detoxify their bodies. If you go to our website and you click on Dave on the Radio, you'll see that I'm giving parents direct advice on what to do to protect their daughters from precocious puberty and to protect their kids from the use of illicit drugs. But most importantly, the advice I'm giving is how to properly nourish your child so that they can maximize their enjoyment out of life. They could maximize their academic performance. They could maximize their physical performance. They could truly experience their emotional freedom. And all of this will come when and only when we are properly, and this is not a criticism, but when we are properly taking care of our children. Because today, for the first time in history, they predict that our children will not live longer than their parents. The children born today will not outlive their parents. And the reason is directly attributable to the fact of the early onset of chronic degenerative and fatal diseases. And because such a high percentage of the population, 30 years ago, there was about 60% of the population died from chronic degenerative disease. And then 15 years ago, it was about 70% of people who died from chronic degenerative disease. And today, it is 90% of people who die of chronic and degenerative diseases. This means the sign is clear that the water's getting higher. It's getting closer to us. We're starting to realize that younger and younger aged children are being affected by diseases that used to affect only the elderly. This is a canary in the coal mine that we cannot ignore. The waters are rising, and we must do something about it. And so again, on my website, we have an ADD battle plan. We also have a diabetes battle plan. We now have an autism battle plan. We put up information on the website about this precocious puberty. We also, have products that help you deal with every one of these issues, including our weight loss battle plan. So your children are your most precious resource. We cannot be afraid to teach them by example, to discipline them, to challenge them to be greater, to be more educated, and to reject the socially, common activities of fast food, processed food, soda pops, cigarettes, and these other plasticized, carrying, lunchbox materials. We can protect our children. We must protect our children. And you might notice that there's been a theme that for the last month or so we've had, how to give birth to a healthy baby, how to raise healthy children. The reason why is because we are seeing more and more questions come in to me, more and more people asking me. My son's in high school. He's thinking about using steroids because he wants to make the team. My daughter is putting her finger down her throat and trying to, binge and purge because she wants to remain thin and be like, Paris Hilton on TV. These issues are being presented to me front and center. So that's why I developed programs like Superfoods for Supermodels, so that young ladies can have a positive body image. That's why I developed the Awesome Product for Athletes, so young children are not tempted to use illicit drugs. That's the reason why we have our addiction battle plan, so we can wean our children off of the pharmaceutical drugs that we have become addicted to. And so tonight's call, it's not about a specific product. I'm not going to try to, say that tonight's call is true to the product education single product focus, but it is a continuation. It is the final chapter in how to give birth to a healthy baby, the theme that we've been building for a little while, and now we want to complete that with how to raise that healthy child. So let's talk about how to build a healthy breakfast. Your child wakes up in the morning. They're in a rush to get to school. You're in a rush to get to work. There's very little time. They're finishing their homework on the fly. Everybody's half asleep. You're trying to pull a comb across your head. Everybody's grumpy. What do you do? I'm a big believer in a green drink and a banana, okay? A green drink and a banana. They could slosh down the green drink and then eat the banana while you're driving to school or while they're walking to school. You've given a bunch of potassium, some fiber, some natural sugars, and a whole bunch of nutrients to feed their body. Let's say that they're having difficulty in school. Let's change that from a green drink to a power shake, some master aminos, and a banana. Now all of a sudden, or an apple. Now all of a sudden you've got the raw fresh fruit, the green drink, and the fat and the protein, and the oxygen enhancement that's going to feed the brain. So that's in my opinion. Now let's say that you want a healthy treat breakfast. Well, guess what? There's nothing wrong with taking some omega eggs and scrambling them or turning them over easy in some coconut oil. The coconut oil helps you to lose weight. Reject bacon. Maybe look for some turkey bacon. But any breakfast you eat, look for one without nitrates, and one without hormones, and one without preservatives. Instead of making breakfast potatoes or something like that, get some whole grain toast, and have some whole grain toast and some eggs and some lean, free-range, turkey bacon, something like that. Build it. But more importantly, I would rather see you have some oatmeal, maybe have some cream of wheat, put You know, try not to load it up with sugar and other things like that. Put some raisins and have some fresh fruit, a banana, an apple, an orange, or hopefully a more exotic fruit like a peach or some watermelon. This is a great way, an excellent start to the day. Moving on to lunch, packing a healthy lunch for your child to go to school. Always make sure that you are giving them some type of fresh fruit. I love to give, you know, some applesauce or some raisins, an orange, an apple. You could give grapes. I give my daughter an avocado. I cut the avocado in half. I take out the seed. I put a little bit of spice in, put the seed back in, slap it back together, put it in some wax paper, and send it to her with a little plastic spoon, and she eats the fresh avocado at her lunch. And then I give her something like a wrap. Like I'll take a whole grain tortilla, and I'll put a bunch of veggies and some lean meat and a little bit of oil and vinegar, and I'll send that to her like that. Make sure, again, that you give some, you know, I like to put apples with a little bit of raw cheese, and she likes to eat the cheese and apples together. So I am constantly, I'm constantly searching out ways to create that healthy lunch so that when my child's away from me, they're eating healthy. They're putting foods. You could get baked chips, for example, that don't have trans fats. But always make sure that you're creating healthy options for your child and educating them that being healthy can also be delicious. So, you know, don't be afraid to be creative with those lunches. If they're hungry during snack time, send them with bags of soaked almonds and other finger food that they granola or trail mix, excuse me, that they could just reach and grab at any time. Make sure that they carry water, and don't be afraid, you know, to create healthy smoothies for them when they come home at lunch. Get out the blender, put some fresh fruit in there, and create something that they're really is going to fill them up and will be delicious. I want to remind everybody you're listening to our Wednesday night education call. I'm the president of PHP. My name is David Sandoval. Tonight we're focusing all on how to raise healthy children. And in just a couple of minutes, we're going to open up the phones and I'm going to take your calls. I want to, apologize for my being a couple minutes late. Amy was not able to make the call. She had a slight emergency. We are trying to, nothing bad, but she just had something to take care of. We are trying to handle it. And by the time I looked at the clock, I was 5 minutes late or so. So once again, this is such an important subject. I want to let you know it is going to be available on the replay line. You can listen to it. You could also forward it via, and you will all receive it in an email with a link. If we don't have your email address, we cannot do that. When you receive it on your email, you simply need to click on it, turn up your speakers, and you will hear this talk call in its entirety. That is also available for all of the other calls that are on our back office. You could listen to them anytime. You could forward them to others in an email format so that this information can continue to serve. And, of course, while tonight's information may not be as important as an autism battle plan or a diabetes battle plan, all of these calls are available to you to share and to review at your leisure. So please call our order line, 888-747-6733, and ask them how you could access all of this information, because once you've heard it here, you could hear it any time you like, again, absolutely for free, and 24 hours a day. So I want to thank everybody for having joined us tonight. If you're not able to stay for the question and answer portion of this, we certainly do understand. For the rest of you who are going to stay on, please give me 1 minute. Since I'm flying solo tonight, I want to grab a quick drink of water, and I'll be right back with you. So I'm going to unlock the lines, and I'll take your questions in just 1 moment. Okay. Could someone say something so I could see whether I could hear you?
Yes.
Oh, I can.
You can?
Yes. Now, okay. One more moment.
All righty.
Washington, D.C., checking in.
Okay. Again, the lines are now open for questions. If anybody has a question or a
Dave,
comment.
Dave, I have a question.
Okay.
This is Melba in New Jersey.
Hey, Melba.
You mentioned number 16, that you gave to Chloe?
Oh, Stress X is the name of the formula. Stress X. I call it number 16 because that was the name that the doctor who developed gave it. So my apologies.
The reason why I asked that, tonight my husband was in the service now, and I said, this might be good to give to him.
Oh, are you kidding me? For post-traumatic stress disorder, this stuff is amazing.
Now, see, I took number 16, but it was in the capsule forms.
Yes, the little caplets. Those are the ones.
Those are the ones. Yep. Thanks very much, Dave.
Aren't they amazing? I mean, anybody who hasn't used our formula number 16, or StressX, excuse me, I'm telling you, it's the least expensive product we have. I think it costs around $15 or so.
It's great.
And it will absolutely change your life. Absolutely change your life.
Yeah, thank you so very much. I'm going to give that a try. I'll call early tomorrow morning.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Dave?
Yes.
I have a question.
Okay.
We've been talking about children who are already, you know, able to stand and go to school and things like that. My daughter is still nursing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to understand what is it that we could begin to introduce in terms of food, okay?
To the mother, breastfeeding.
Yes, the mother's still breastfeeding.
Okay, I've got on the website, I've got some great suggestions in the Pregnancy Battle Plan. It will be posted, the new revised version of the Pregnancy Battle Plan will be up on the website by this Friday.
Okay.
And on there, I give suggestions to breastfeeding mothers and to wean the when you wean the baby off of the breast milk. So I give advice on what the mothers should be eating to nourish their bodies and to create very healthy breast milk.
Mm-hmm.
And I also give recommendations on what simple foods could be offered to your children. You know, at the beginning and early in life to make sure that they're, you know, that they grow up healthy as well.
We've tried to green juice, and believe me, she's 8 months. I mean, she just asked for that teaspoon more and more and more.
Plainly. Oh, my goodness. If you give our green juice to a newborn,
yep.
You will see the knowledge, the innate knowledge of a child, because they will fight for it. They'll scream. They'll keep reaching and reaching and reaching for it. And parents are like, oh, my God, what's going
shocking.
On?
This was shocking.
It really is. Kids love green juice. And the reason why? Because
mm-hmm.
It has the nourishment that mother's milk has, and it has the same pH that mother's milk have.
Uh-huh.
So they actually believe that they're bottle feeding, you know. They love it. I mean, I'm sorry, that they're breastfeeding.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, you will have this information.
It is currently available. I think it's already up, but I haven't been on the website, so I guarantee you that by Friday, the Pregnancy Battle Plan has a section called Weaning and Giving Birth to a Healthy Baby.
Okay.
And in that, I describe, like, what foods the mom should be eating to create the healthiest breast milk.
Right.
And I also give advice on what foods you could give the baby once they start coming off of the breast.
Right. That's what we really desperately need.
Yes.
Because the pediatricians, we don't have pediatricians in my area in New York where we, you know, you could send a child. They're quickly saying, give a shot. We've never given a shot. We're, you know.
Yeah, just again, I can't tell you not to do it, but I will tell you that I did not immunize my child, and she is extremely healthy.
I did not immunize mine either. So, at the schools become a problem, but you can do certain things too.
You could sign a waiver, absolutely.
Yeah.
Are there any other questions out there? I'm so pleased
thank
to have.
You, thank
I just
you.
I just checked the numbers. We have an extremely large audience tonight. I hope that I did you all justice flying solo here, and I really appreciate the fact that this is so important to so many people. So if you have questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
Yeah,
thank
Dave. Dave, I have a question. I'm from Santa Cruz, and I'm a middle school teacher.
Awesome.
What
can I do? That's all you have to do to tell me that you're a great guy.
What can I do providing snacks for kids that don't come to school with anything healthy to eat in the morning? And I work with kids who are autistic and children who have ADHD. What can I do from a public school perspective to try to help them out?
I know that it sounds simple, but, you know, apples and raisins, man. I mean, no parent's going to argue if you give their kids some sliced apples and some raisins, you know?
Yeah.
If you could soak some almonds and give them some finger food as well. The almonds have healthy fats and proteins in them. The raisins have a low glycemic index. They actually take away, you know, toxic matter in the teeth, and they, you know, they're a good source of, you know, natural sugar. And, of course, apples are energizing. Apples are proven to increase energy more than a cup of coffee. One apple gives you more energy than a cup of coffee. So it's all in, you know, so I would say that, you know, don't be afraid to have finger food around for these kids. If you have finger food around, whether it's sliced oranges, apples, grapes, I prefer raisins because grapes are such a high glycemic index. Oranges are also pretty high as well. So, you know, again, bananas and apples, raisins, almonds, these things, even I know it sounds crazy, but a hard-boiled egg has so much nutrition in it. It's got fat that goes to the brain, protein that goes to the brain. It has, you know, a small amount of you know, instant energy and long-term endurance. And so a hard-boiled egg, I mean, you'd be amazed at how many times I've nourished somebody with nothing more than a hard-boiled egg and a glass of water. So I know that you're talking about needing to be low budget. You have to be something the school system and the parents will accept. It's not the perfect solution. The perfect solution is a power shake.
Right.
You know, but you're not going to get them to do that.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
And if you ever need me to come up, if you get a group together, I'd be happy to talk to the parents.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Any other questions? Well, I want to thank everybody for their patience and
Dave.
For their perseverance. Yes?
Mildred Reno.
Hello, Mildred.
I'd like to ditto the fellow that was just on. I wish I could communicate with him because I thought young adults with disabilities. I've got them a little bit older than what he has. And I've been trying to fight the birthday cake, the sodas, when they celebrate the birthday in class.
Wow. I could show you studies, Mildred, that show that the artificial colorings alone.
I know. I know what needs to be done. I just want to go to jail.
Yeah, exactly.
And I feel for the fellow that just spoke at the middle school.
Mm-hmm.
If he will give you his name and I can communicate, I'd like to communicate with him.
Absolutely.
To see how he does.
Why don't you email info@PHP and say that and say that you give us your permission to share your number with him, and when he requests it, we will hook you two up, okay?
All right, and you know who he is.
Well, he's listening now, so we're going to ask him to let us know.
Okay, I don't have email, but I will have to either call in or write in to you.
That'll be great.
All right, very good, because I am on a bandwagon here, and there needs to be so much done.
Absolutely. And
basic.
Our time is
being spent for nothing until we get to the basics.
That's why I lumped all of these things under one umbrella tonight and said
That's
it
right.
all has its root in food.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, God bless you all. Thank you again for being with me tonight.
A question.
Yes, another question.
Yeah, I have a daughter, 16 months. I gave her the shot. The last shot she took, there was yesterday. So I already give her the shot. What I can do to prevent or to help
get some of our fulvic zeolite immediately and start giving her 1 to 3 drops a day to clean the mercury residue out of her system that is there from that shot.
You want me to put a zeolite under the tongue? But she can take it under the tongue. I just put a drop in the mouth?
Just put a drop into anything she's drinking.
Oh, what about the shake, the power shake I can give to her?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Well, again, this brings us to the end of our call. I want to thank everybody for having joined us tonight. We had a very, very large audience. I checked the numbers. You stayed with me through the entire call as well. I want to let you know that I will take note of that, that this is an important subject to you. If you have requests for other information or questions that you didn't want to pose in public, please know that you could call, or you could write, or you could email, and we will answer you. Okay? So, good evening, everybody. Thank you once
again.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.